morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. French actress Isabelle Huppert has walked away with the Golden Globe for Best Actress in a drama for her lead role in the psychological thriller Elle. It was the first time that the 63-year-old had been nominated for a Golden Globe. In her acceptance speech, Huppert thanked the film's director, Paul Verhoeven, for letting me be what I am. Elle sees Huppert play Michelle Leblanc, a businesswoman who plots revenge after being attacked in her home. She beat favourite Natalie Portman to the award for her portrayal of Jackie Kennedy Onassis in Jackie. Verhoeven took home the award for Best Foreign Film for the adaptation of Philippe Dijon's novel. The other big winner at last night's star-studded ceremony was musical hit La La Land with Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone that won in 7 categories, including Best Film and Best Comedy. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has accused France of taking an approach of politics of the ostrich by ensuring that Syria is less secure than in the past and that the two countries share the same enemies. Thierry Mariani, along with 2 other French members of parliament, met with Assad in Damascus yesterday. Assad claims to be optimistic for the negotiations scheduled for the end of January in Kazakhstan, commenting that he would be ready to negotiate with 91 rebel groups. The war in Syria has lasted nearly 6 years and has claimed more than 310,000 lives. Manuel Valls is quoted in the daily paper Le Parisien this morning as saying that he does not think he is the favourite in the run-up to the socialist primary. The former Prime Minister may be cautious, but polls still pit him as the favourite, although he is losing ground. A poll by Quentin Soffres OnePoint points to Valls making it to the second round, but then he will face stiff competition from Arnaud Montebourg or Benoît Hamon. The 2 former ministers are currently pitted as neck and neck for the first round. And finally, the iPhone is 10 years old today. The new smartphone was first unveiled by Apple founder Steve Jobs on January 9th, 2007 in San Francisco. It has since sold more than 1 billion worldwide. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.